Hello?
Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning. Hello?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry, speak up. Are you the one with the psycho movie book?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. There was some bad connection there.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Yes, I am the one with that book.
Well, good. I'm a big fan of it.
Are you really?
Love Psycho. As I go back on it, I remember watching it for the first time, and I thought about it. And people put down Alfred Hitchcock a lot because of the graphic nature. But, you know, he never, in that scene in the shower, they never touched the knife to the flesh.
You're absolutely right.
Never did that.
Well, I have studied that movie over and over again, and this book, Al, actually even helps you to do that even better.
Really? I went to college and took a class on Hitchcock.
Oh, really?
It was a special class. We talked about The Birds. We talked about that one. We talked about everything he's ever done. Of course, that's my favorite.
Yep, mine too.
And going back, it's a moral story. Alfred liked to do, and can I call him Alfred? He liked to do morals. First thing you do, you don't go and you try to steal money to try to get a lead on somebody, or you get cut up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's true.
Yeah. And what about Norman? Was that a crazy character or what?
Yeah, he was.
But at
the same time, he was a very sentimental character.
I mean, you felt for him.
A couple of years ago, the AFI,
the Film Institute, sure.
Yeah, they put him as like one of the top five villains.
My aunt's a member.
And I said to my best friend, I said, well, he is not a villain. I said, his mother is. I said, that alter ego of him. I said, but Norman Bates is not a villain. And I was very disappointed to see him be put on that list as one of the top five. Because
I agree with you totally there.
I did not agree that he was. He was a victim himself.
Yes.
So.
Well, how much do you want for the book? I've got a collection of stuff. I'm trying to do a club, actually. I live in Millbrook.
Uh-huh.
And we're trying to get something together. Not many people in Millbrook know much about Hitchcock. We're kind of hicky like that. You know
uh-huh.
what I'm saying? But I'm trying to think about doing something there, and I've got all relics. We've got actually a knife that we put on display there with the relic. It looks almost like the real knife that they found there. I've got the newspaper with the money rolled up in it. I've got a wig that we see was Norman's wig for his mother, which is him, of course. We've got a lot of things like that, and if I could get that book, it would be a nice addition to it. How much do you want for it?
Well, I believe the asking price in the bulletin board.
Yeah, I was looking. I saw it in the newspaper. Today's is in the advertiser.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I've got it running in both.
Yes.
Yeah. I was asking $40 for it.
$40.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be there later today?
I won't be here today. I will be at work all day.
Some club members and I'm going to bring it up tonight at meeting, and I'm going to see if they would be interested in putting up the money. We've got six members. I guess that'll come down to six and change apiece, and we'll try to get the $40. I'm not going to try to talk you down. It's worth your $40, I'm sure.
Yeah, and it is in excellent, excellent condition.
Okay.
Very, very good condition.
Okay. Well, you keep watching Hitchcock, you hear?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much,
well,
and you have a good day.
And what was your name?
Jim Taylor.
Jim Taylor.
Yes.
Okay. And
Over in Millbrook. I'm over in Millbrook.
In Millbrook.
Yeah. I'll call you back. You got an answer machine here?
Oh, yes, I do.
I'll call you back probably later on. Maybe I'll catch you this evening.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, I look forward to hearing back from you later.
Good day to you.
You too.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.